Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tony Tarasco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Kamieniecki. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Vaughn moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring takes first base on ball four. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball four. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is hit by the pitch. Surhoff moves to second. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Hammonds moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Hammonds scores. Tarasco moves to second. It's 2-0. Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hatteberg races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the second, and Tarasco is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kamieniecki fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jefferson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jefferson moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jefferson scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tarasco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Tarasco reaches second base with a double. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Tarasco moves to third. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bragg. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Bragg steals second. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarasco. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Vaughn moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Jefferson scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bragg is called out on strikes. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff is called out on strikes. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia Parra. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tarasco hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Webster now catching. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garcia Parra hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bordick moves to third. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bordick scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. Jefferson is hit by the pitch. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rhodes, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Carey Lacy now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sean Boskey now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Hammond now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.